Chapter 15, Deveron, Part 1. The state of the temple had improved greatly since Cal had last visited. He led the Mandalorian through the main entrance this time, which was now usable, though the grand hall beyond it hadn't gotten much attention yet.
"What is this place?"
the Mandalorian asked. His helmet was angled towards the high arched ceiling, taking in the trees growing through the windows and the symbols and decorative reliefs carved into the stone walls. Cal walked slowly towards the stairway that would lead them to the dormitories, makeshift offices, and training rooms. "It's known as the Temple of Edit," Cal said. "Centuries ago, it served as a training temple, as it does now. As the number of Jedi dwindled, they started keeping all the younglings on Coruscant where it was safer, so there wasn't much going on here. During the Clone Wars, it was a Republic military outpost. And then, of course, it was abandoned after Order 66. Hopefully, we'll be able to restore it to its former glory over the next few years." That was assuming no one problematic found out where they were and wiped them all out before then. The Mandalorian looked down, back at Cal.
"Order 66?
You really haven't heard any of this before?" The Mandalorian shook his head. "The Jedi were once closely tied to the Republic. We were peacekeepers, healers, and scholars. When the Clone Wars broke out, we were compelled into service as leaders of the military."
"So you really were a child soldier?"
Cal laughed, humorlessly. He looked me up. "Yeah, I was made a commander when my master took me on. Not long before the end of the war." Cal sighed, fixing his gaze on the floor. "Then, the Republic became the Empire and the Jedi were killed. That was Order 66. Very few of us survived. My master gave his life so I could escape our ship, and then I was alone for a long time, until Seer and Grease took me in. Apart from aiding the rebellion from time to time, we lived in hiding until the Empire fell." The Mandalorian watched him steadily, his attention intense, even from behind the helmet.
"You're not used to not having to hide."
"None of us are," Cal admitted, grateful that the Mandalorian had picked up what he was getting at. "It's not that I didn't trust you enough to talk about it, I just..." Cal made a vague, uncertain gesture with his hand. They'd stopped walking at the foot of the staircase. Grogu shifted impatiently in his father's arms.
"I know," the Mandalorian said. "I think I understand. As much as I can."
Cal smiled, genuinely this time. "I know you do." He turned to take the first step up the staircase, but a hand on his wrist held him back. Cal looked back at the Mandalorian, who was looking at his own hand as though offended that it had moved without his permission. He released Cal's wrist, and Cal felt rather bereft.
"Din Djarin."
He said it quietly but firmly. Distracted, Cal didn't understand. "Huh?"
"That's my name."
"Oh!" Cal sucked in a breath. He hadn't thought he'd ever have the honor of knowing it. "Really?" The Mandalorian. Din Djarin. What a lovely name. Actually laughed at that. Or maybe it was at whatever undoubtedly ridiculous expression Cal had on his face.
"Yes, really."
"Thank you."
"Don't tell anyone."
Cal nodded, more emphatically than necessary. "I promise."
That day, Din met more Jedi than he had ever wanted to. Despite the temple's abandoned-looking exterior, the more central areas were buzzing with activity. A diverse array of young Jedi bustled around, and a few older Jedi greeted them warmly as Cal led them through the stone passages. Though they were endlessly welcoming and grateful that Din had kept Grogu safe, Din was always acutely aware that most of them, even some of the younglings, could kill him if the mood struck. He felt more than a little out of his depth. The leader of the temple, who the Jedi called Master, even though he had to be a decade younger than Cal, was a blonde man in dark robes named Luke Skywalker. He had a friendly smile and a metal hand, as Din noticed when he shook it. "I'm glad you're here," Skywalker exclaimed once they'd been introduced. "Please, make yourself at home. You're a bounty hunter, right? That's cool, by the way. No judgment. Do you know Boba Fett?" Din said intelligently, not expecting the non sequitur. "I do. Why?" "Oh, no reason. Damn, I really thought that Sarlacc had gotten him." Skywalker trailed off thoughtfully. Cal, to Din's left, rubbed his face with a hand. "What's going to happen to Grogu?" Din prompted. Skywalker's attention shifted abruptly back to him. "Right. We'll have a rotation of knights and mind healers work with him to restore the balance in his mind, as is customary for most younglings. He's been through a lot since Coruscant. Since it was Cal that he reached out to, perhaps you'd like to manage that?" Skywalker turned to Cal, who nodded. "Of course." True to his word, Cal took a break from running odd Jedi errands and traveling aboard the Mantis to coordinate Grogu's training and make sure they were settled in. Din trusted Cal to look after Grogu's interests, and that was exactly what he did. Before long, Din's guard began to lower, and his other concerns began to creep back in. He still had the Darksaber, despite his best efforts, and if he wasn't prepared to fight Bo-Katan soon, he'd still be stuck with it. He didn't have another ship, either, and despite the comforts of the temple, he was quickly becoming antsy. He helped out here and there with the renovations on the temple, but he needed to get back to doing what he was best at. One of those problems, at least, he could solve easily. From the long-range comms room at the top of the main tower of the temple, Din opened a familiar channel back to Nevarro. A few minutes of waiting passed, and then Greef Karga's pleased voice boomed through the speakers, fuzzy from the distance. "Mando, to what do I owe the pleasure? Any chance you've got guild contacts in the Dulur sector?" "I might. You looking for work? Marshal Dune said you'd settled into domestic bliss," Greef said with a chuckle. Din ignored the jab completely. "Any information you could give me would be helpful." "I'll see what I can do, old friend." "Thank you. Oh, and one other thing. I'm gonna need a new ship." Much like his Mandalorian friend, Cal wasn't used to staying in one place for long. Since he'd been a Padawan, not much older than the ones being trained at the Temple of Edit, being on any planet for more than a couple of days meant certain death. He almost envied Master Skywalker's seamless adjustment to temple life, though he supposed growing up on Tatooine would make a guy pretty easy to please. He kept busy, though. He liked training Grogu, even though most of his work with him was devoted to meditating through the years of strain on the child's strong connection to the Force. Grogu had clearly been trained before, by many Jedi more talented and experienced than Cal, but his youth and the stress of the years since the Purge had taken its toll on his skill and discipline. His mind was clouded with fear and confusion. Grogu was a lot like Cal had been in that way. Cal found they had many other things in common as well. They both preferred meditating outside, for one thing. He'd taken to carrying Grogu out to the focus stones a few meters into the jungle surrounding the temple, where they could feel the fresh air on their skin and listen to the sounds of the broad leaves rustling overhead. When they took breaks, Grogu would bring BD-1 small amphibians to scan and add to his database. On several occasions, Grogu found rocks that he insisted Cal bring back to Din. He would press the rock against whatever part of Cal was closest, often his ankle, or his knee if he was sitting, and project a mental image of the Mandalorian into Cal's mind until Cal pocketed it and promised he'd deliver it. It was very cute. Apparently Din thought so too, since he kept each rock in a little row on a shelf in his quarters. Whenever Cal brought him one, he'd accept it reverently and place it next to the last one, as though it were made of a precious material. Grogu would watch Cal meaningfully while this happened, eyes wide as if to say, "I told you he'd like that one." And really, there was only so much pure love and affection Cal could take. Din's new ship was a small Kamerk-class starfighter, not unlike the one Bo-Katan and her clique traveled on. His ship was a much older model, though. It couldn't have been manufactured more than a few years later than the Razor Crest had been. It looked much older. The ship hadn't been well cared for, and its rusty brown paint was peeling off in sheets. Carbon scoring had blackened both wings. Every sudden movement made the ship's abused frame shudder ominously, and landing on the surface of Deveron had been done almost entirely without the help of the gunked-up proximity sensors. The landing gear screeched like a shriek hawk when it was lowered. No matter, Din didn't mind a challenge, and it would give him time to adjust to the unfamiliar craft. Once it was fixed up, the ship would technically be an upgrade, but Din wasn't convinced. "Either you're flying under the influence or your stabilizers are absolutely farkled," Cal commented by way of a greeting. Once Din had landed and painstakingly extended the ornery boarding ramp. "The ladder," Din confirmed, already in the process of appraising the neglected hull from the outside. He yanked on the bent edge of a titanium panel, which did not give way. "That was something. Do you think you'll like it once it's fixed up?" "It's well equipped. 2 forward laser cannons, 2 rear. That's more than the Crest. Decent hyperdrive. The Navicomputer database is remarkably up to date. Reinforced hull. Class 5 shield emitters." "Yeah, but do you like it?" Din pondered that. He'd had the Razor Crest since he took his first bounty. There would never be another like her. Despite the gunship's venerable age, it had seen him through more shootouts than he could count and gotten him wherever he needed to go. It had been loyally waiting for him after every successful job and every catastrophic failure, until the very end. The Razor Crest had been his safe haven, his home. "I don't know yet," he said. He stole a glance at Cal, leaning against the thrusters planted in the ground while the ship's wings were in their vertical position, looking fondly back at him. Din felt his face heat up. "You're going to get carbon dust on your poncho." "It was bound to happen eventually, since I'll be helping you make this thing less of a death trap."
"Is that so?"
"It is." Then, Cal's soft smile widened into something more playful. "And while we're at it, you'll get to hear all the names I've already come up with." A breath of laughter escaped Din, and he'd never been one for naming ships. The Razor Crest had come with its name. But there was a first time for everything.
"Such as?"
"Rust Bucket, the Beskarmobile, Crash Landing, Razor Crest 2, Droid's Bane, Carbonite Cruiser, the Green Baby, but only if you paint it the same color as Grogu."